Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the crumbling U.S. corporate profits, and it's a fascinating story of a two-tiered system. Let's dive in.
I'm intrigued. What's the main takeaway here? Are all companies suffering equally?
Absolutely not. That's the crux of it. While large-cap companies, especially the tech giants, are holding their own, small and mid-cap companies are seeing their profit margins absolutely plummet. It's like two ships passing in the night, one sailing smoothly, the other sinking fast.
Wow, a dramatic image. So, what's causing this disparity? Is it just the usual suspects? Market volatility? Economic uncertainty?
It's more nuanced than that, see? Citigroup's research points to several factors. One is tariff uncertainties hitting consumer discretionary and staples companies hard. Another is, well, the energy sector's weakness due to lower prices.
I see. Interesting. So, external pressures playing a role?
Not necessarily. The article mentions that first quarter earnings have mostly been okay overall. The S&P 500 even saw a higher-than-usual earnings beat ratio. The problem is margin protection, not sales. Smaller companies may simply have less wiggle room to absorb these external shocks.
Got it. So, bigger companies have more resilience. But the article also mentions the Magnificent Seven, right? Are they single-handedly propping up the market?
Exactly. Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, and Microsoft, their strong performance is masking the struggles of the rest of the S&P 500. Without them, the picture would be much bleaker, probably mirroring the downturn of the small caps. It's really quite striking.
That does sound a bit concerning. So it's like a mirage, right? The overall market looks healthy because of a handful of tech giants, while underneath the surface, things are falling apart.
A great analogy, and the article raises an important question. Is this a canary in the coal mine situation? Are these struggling smaller companies a warning sign of larger economic troubles to come?
Oof, that's a sobering thought. So where do we go from here? What's the outlook?
The article doesn't offer concrete predictions, but it highlights the uncertainty surrounding the situation. Are these tariff impacts just the beginning or a temporary blip? That's the million-dollar question. And with the post-pandemic consumer landscape still evolving, the future is far from clear.
Definitely a lot to, chew on. A really complex issue with no easy answers. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. This situation warrants close attention, and we'll be sure to keep our listeners updated as it unfolds. Thanks for joining us. And remember, this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be taken as financial advice. Always consult with a financial professional before making any investment decisions. Goodbye and stay informed.
Goodbye.